everybody. Welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. It's a new game chat. We're talking about Not Tonight. It's week one of three. Not Tonight was released in August of 2018. Developed by Panic Barn and published by No More Robots. It is currently available on Steam and the Nintendo Switch. Not Tonight is a post-Brexit management game using a time pressure RPG with a politically charged story where every decision matters. So will you join the resistance and fight the regime? Keep your head down and hope that one day this will all be a distant. We always like to start off with a intro question. You get to know chatters, game chatters. It's a light crew day. That's fine. A cozy chat. And this week's intro question is, what is the longest you've waited in an outdoor queue? What was it for? Is it worth it?
All right. This is Franco. I did Disney once, so I felt, you know, did all those cues and all those lines. And a few, you know, share my amusement parks and sporting events. But for a couple of years, there was a rite of tradition that there was this little Polish smokehouse in Philadelphia that made great kielbasa. It was a legend. So you would go around Easter and stand in line for an hour or so outside this little 10 by 10 butcher shop and wait your turn to, it was like the soup Nazi. You would sit, stand out there and wait your turn to get your, it wasn't difficult to order, but they did have like 10 varieties of stuff. So you pretty much, you know, you're standing in line for an hour or two, you know that everybody else has been standing in line. So when you get up there, it's like, you don't want to, like, be one of those people, like, you know, like, try to make up your mind when you finally get up to the counter what you want. It's like, know what you want, order it, and get out. So, yeah, and that was definitely worth it. The stuff they make was really good. So.
This is Jonathan. Yeah, I mean, the same, like, first thoughts think of are Disney. I feel like a lot of Disney, and then my second thought is Six Flags Over Georgia, which is another amusement park, you know. It's like I feel like everyone's waited in a long line in at an amusement park. So I'm reaching back to like depths of my memory. I don't remember if it was a very long wait because I was very little at the time, and I remember I just sat on my dad's shoulders the entire time, and it was at an REI scratch and dent sale. REI is
outdoors camping.
Yeah, outdoor camping store. My dad. Always been a huge outdoors guy, you know. We were up in the Boy Scouts pretty much. I remember being very little and like scratch and dent sale at REI, like, is like a huge event. It's like you can get the best gear for super cheap. It's like it's just stuff that was returned. Like, right. Might have a hole, it might have like nothing wrong with it, you know.
Open box type stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And I just have this memory of me on my dad's shoulders sitting outside of this REI with a huge crowd of people. Then the doors like opening, and it was like, and I, in my recollection as like a 3-year-old or whatever, it was like those like Black Friday passes you see, like people storming into a Walmart kind of thing. That's what it That's what I remember. And I just have that memory. And was it worth it? I don't remember what my dad bought. I'm sure it probably was. I remember years later when I was old enough to understand, like, need camping gear. Yeah, I remember I got some good stuff from a stretch and dent sale. It wasn't nearly as crazy as that one from when I was little, but that's what I think of, because I just remember, like, because I was on my dad's shoulders, and so I was, like, above the sea of people all swarming into an REI.
Yeah. Yep. This is Madeline. I think the longest I ever waited outside, well, it probably wasn't the longest, but it was the most recent longest, I guess, if that counts. So recently, a lot of, particularly with, like, shutdown last year for pandemic, a lot of restaurants wanted to show their appreciation for healthcare workers. And so they come and bring food, like meals for all the hospital workers periodically last year. Well, this year, there was a local taco truck that came and did that again. The HR was like, everybody has a ticket, get a ticket from your manager. You can go down and get meals for your whole department if, you know, everybody can't go all at once. Well, apparently a lot of people did that, went down and got meals for their whole department all at the same time. So we waited for like 45 minutes outside in like Missouri summer, which is not like terrible, but it was like 92 and, you know, 60% humidity to get street tacos. They're pretty good. I don't know that I would do it again, but they were free. So 45 minutes.
Nice.
Food truck lines. Also one of those that, like, have to, like, am I hungry enough?
Yeah. It's a commitment. Yep.
Is it worth it? You know? Yeah.
You had an idea of what you wanted, and you get up there, you know, you wait an hour, and you get up there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, can I get the hot sausage with, you know, fried onions? And it's like, oh, we're out of hot sausage. But you know what? In my life, I don't think for getting into a club, I might have waited, like, twice in my lifetime to go into a club, you know?
Oh, never. I don't go to public places.
Yeah, I mean, same. Yeah. I think the closest thing was in college, and friends went to this restaurant. It's like, it's pretty famous in Atlanta. It's like a little cult following. It's called like the Vortex Bar and Grill. It's like, it's like an unofficial landmark because, like, the entire front of the building is made to look like a crazy skull, you know, like, you know, the eyes and everything. And they have, like, really good burgers and everything. And I don't think I had to wait. It's the only place, or it was the first place that I ever got, like, started. It was like, you got to be at least 18 to come in here. And I was like, oh, okay. they had good burgers. I remember they have a burger called, like, the cardiac arrest. Which was like,
you know, it's going to be good.
It has, like, a whole pound of meat, like, every animal on the bar, like, on the farm. Like, it had eggs, it has pork, it had beef, but yeah, only time I've ever been, like, that's where I was carded from, like, to see how old I was. Not interesting.
Good times.
Go places. But yeah, let's talk about this game. What did everyone play it on?
Played it on the PC, laptop?
Switch.
Switch.
Didn't even know it was a Switch version. Okay.
Yeah, I only know about it is I just like happened to like search the Switch just to see, and last week before last it was on sale for $3 on Switch. Oh, okay. Like yes, please. But yeah, I'm interested. It's very much, you can tell, this was a game made for mouse and cursor.
Yeah, maybe. No, I don't know.
I mean,
it's a little bit weird on Switch, I think. Yeah. I would say, yeah.
I was going to say, like, especially when you get the, I guess, yeah, early on it's really mouse. Some of the stuff is mouse intensive with the ID, dragging the ID around and stuff like that. Yeah.
It takes some brain training, the controller. I'll say that. And also a TV, like on a TV screen or on a Switch screen, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. If you're looking at it like a small screen. Yeah. This game's tough. On a small screen, yeah. I can't imagine.
Yes, I definitely had to play with my glasses on. Because, like, even holding my Switch in my lap, like, not even playing it on the TV on the other side of the bedroom, I was like, what year is that? What year is it expired?
Yeah.
For people,
what year is this? It's 2018? Okay.
I would say it's 8-bit graphics. It's not even 16-bit. It's like really blocky.
Yeah, it's 8-bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 8-bit graphics. And I'm playing on a 17-inch laptop, and I'm only like 2 feet from the screen, and I'm still having trouble. There's certain, like, the portraits are like brutal.
Yeah. Brutal. The portraits are literally 6x6.
Right.
Like, pretty much.
And there's just some real, you know, subtle differences sometimes, and you're like, you okay him, and you're just waiting for him to come over the radio. Like,
yeah. I guess for those who haven't played this game, it is for a bouncer who, it's basically Papers, Please with steroids.
Yeah, it's just basically the only thing you're doing is you're admitting people to clubs and festivals and stuff, and all based just on what you see on a presented ID and maybe a ticket. And then, and we'll talk about the other things that they pack on afterwards.
Yeah. So like, that's where you gotta like, at first it's just checking like the age, which I overthought at the beginning. Just trying to do math in my head, that it was just like, oh, wait. Game's set in 2018.
So
born in 2000 at the beginning of the game, it's like underage. It's like,
right.
It starts at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Thank God, you made it so easy for me. I don't have to think about it.
Well, yeah, and it's
for the first chapter.
For those people with borderline dyslexia, it's a torture, because you're looking at two different sets of dates going in opposite directions. It's like, you know, this one's got to be this one's got to be less than, this one's got to be greater than.
That's another thing, is I'm glad I just try to make it a habit nowadays to just go into options. First thing I do, you know, see if there's like difficulty setting or
me not struggle with this game.
Yeah, right. And that's what I noticed. It was like, oh, you know, what format do you want your dates to be in? Do you want it to be like presented the American way, where it's a year? You want it set to the British way? And I was just like, oh gosh, this game is very, very European, very British based, because the whole game is based around concept of Brexit. It's extreme. That's like, that's what this game's about.
Like a dystopian you know, worst case scenario, you know.
Yeah.
Things go horribly wrong in you know.
Yeah. I guess we could go ahead and transition into the story, into the characters. Starting with your character. Character doesn't have a name.
Yeah,
just known as either Euro. Referred to as Euro or number 112.
Yes.
You do get to customize your 8-bit appearance and to choose from what was it, 3 or 4 character backgrounds?
Yes.
Yep. Not very many. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of cool. It gives you a paragraph, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, your background.
Of what your background is. Not that I think it has
anything to do with the
game. Any to do with the story, which is kind of the point. Pretty much each story, each background is similar in that pretty much you've been a lifelong bit. Then when Brexit happened, you got your citizenship revoked.
And you're born and now they all in the British Isles. Your family was born in the British Isles. It's like, sorry, you only go back 2 generations instead of 3. So
yeah,
we're kicking you out.
It's like, so that's the whole basis of the game is even though you are British, everyone treats you like a second class citizen because you're from the European Union and you got to get kicked in. Like either you get out of the country or you got to work to stay here, which is basis of the story. It's like you're in the slums. You have to make enough money so you don't get deported, even though you've lived your entire life. So synopsis of the story, it is very politically charged.
Mm-hmm.
You immediately understand what the developers are trying to say.
Yeah. It's rather blunt object across the head. Yes. No subtlety. Subtlety is not the strong point of this game.
Chose the background where my grandma left during the Blitz during World War II and then came back, but apparently leaving during World War II, she revoked her citizenship, therefore you are no longer a citizen. And I chose that background. Which backgrounds did you guys choose, if you remember?
I don't even remember.
I picked the one where your ancestors were from Spain.
Oh, yeah, I think that was, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I don't remember what the legitimate one is, but basically your grandma came over from Spain and then she raised your parents here, or your mom or your dad here, and then your mom or your parents raised you here. So you're from London and your parents lived in London all their lives. But everyone's like, hey, Euro. Well, I know, I'm sure wherever you're from is beautiful, la la la. And she's like, I'm freaking from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to make your way as a bouncer. Then you get referrals for jobs and the basic process being you have to, each different owner gives you a different set of rules for who you can let in and who you have to reject.
Yeah, and different mechanics kind of go into that. It's very, very similar to Papers, Please.
Yeah, but
except that it's it ramps things up much faster. Like even your first job you have.
Yeah, I forget what the first wrap up was. I mean, the first
King's
was,
Head.
Yeah, the King's Head. Yeah.
King's Head. And Dave tells you the second day, it's like, it ain't gonna get easier. You know?
Right.
What do you think it is?
The first, well, it was ID. It was, 18 and can't be expired. I don't know.
It starts out with
the if the first Rampa was the flag and the holograph on the ID.
I think it started with just
like age. Birthday and then expiration. And then it was flag and hologram.
From
what I remember anyway.
Yeah, flag and hologram, and then they sort of slipped portrait. It was portrait off from the start, but all of a sudden, like the third or fourth or fifth night,
there's all of a sudden, I'm getting
a reject because the portrait didn't match. I'm like, when was this a thing?
Nobody ever talked to me about that. Where was it? I think it was at Club Neo. They're like, hey, this doesn't match. And I'm like,
until we look for that.
Not even a quarter of an inch tall. I'm sorry, I can't tell whether or not it matches.
Yeah. And
same thing with the hologram. Like, I did not, because they talk about the flag being black and white. And then I guess I didn't even know what the hologram was.
Mm-hmm.
Until paid attention enough that I was like, oh, that symbol in the corner.
Yeah.
Up there.
Gotcha. So if you're not sure what your rules are on Switch, I just found this out by accident. Because I accidentally just pushing buttons. But if you push X when you're bouncing, it would flip through, I guess, kind of what's on your clipboard for your rules for bouncing that night. And then it would be like, okay, look at these places on the ID. This is your dress code, whatever. So
on the PC, it's little like you pick on the, you click on the dog ears on that, and it like flips through the pages.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you your rules for the night.
It's one of those things. I appreciate kind of like the art design on Switch. At the same time, that's frustrating because they put the button controls. They try to make it like diegetic to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So like you're in the apartment, like the controls look like graffiti on the wall. Oh. You know, and so it's like that's cool, but at the same time, because it's sometimes don't notice it or think.
Yep.
Does
think it's like part of the background?
I saw that the your rules and everything. I saw that it had the X button. I didn't know that it had the rules to how to play the game. In that, and I think that's what like frustrated me the most.
Yeah, the phone in your apartment, you know, navigating the phone in your apartment was a little clunky figuring that out. Not so much, you know, like the icons, but like how to go back, or you know, it's a little tiny button at the bottom of the phone. You know, it's a little clunky. And
in general, it's a very, the way this game's designed, it's very interesting because the screen is split in half. The top gives you like just a landscape view of your character in wherever he is. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in his room or in front of the bar or festival. And generally, like, all that looks really nice. Cool pixel art. And the entire bottom half of the screen is just, like, basically your clipboard. And then, like, zoomed in parts of each side. Cameras, like... Mm-hmm. And... It's just, it's... Everything takes up a lot of space. And I think that's what makes everything kind of hard to see. Like I appreciate the landscape pixel art view. I feel like once you get into a bouncer mode, bottom half of the screen should just be the whole screen. You know?
But there's a lot of important information in the bottom half. Like, you know, on the PC, it's kind of weird. You have to drag, I don't know how you do it on the Switch, you have to drag the ID out of the person's hand to open it up. And then you have to drag it back into their hand if they're rejecting them. Now, I don't know, is there an easier way to do it on the...
They Switch, they just have it the shoulder buttons.
It's the left trigger to take it and then left trigger to return it. Which is a little bit awkward if you're trying to sell them drugs as well. Because then I was like,
oh yeah, because
should I just offer them drugs? Well, like,
Because
then I'm like, should I take their ID and then offer drugs? Should I offer drugs first and then take their ID?
It takes up too much time because they'll hand it back. You know, if you didn't obviously reject them or anything. So it's like, that's another thing is time.
Oh,
time you have for bouncing is so
very
fast.
Tight. Very tight.
It is like, it is honestly like probably 3 minutes you get and
to process between like I'd say the lowest number I ever got was 12 and the highest number I had so far for the basic let in was 18.
Gosh, I don't I think I might have got to 20 on something but
yeah. I mean yeah I mean
20 was the most I ever got
not letting how many people I got to let in. I think, what was it, Club Neon or one of the clubs, the pass-fail number was 18. I had to let 18 people in, you know, for a pass-fail.
Yeah. I think that's another thing that makes it super frustrating is, like, if you don't hit this number, it's, like, failed level. You know?
Yep.
It's, like, and
it's horrible.
Just, it's like, I understand, like, I think, like, that's the tone they're going for. They want it to be frustrating. Because your character is in this very frustrating circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, this is not a short game.
No.
The whole month, it was like 5 hours. And that
my playtime was 6 hours, for the first chapter.
And I'm still trying to figure out what the deal is with the load screen. And, you know, because, you know, if I get a really bad day, I'll just, if you crash, you know, back out of it, it saves at the end. So if you get, like, you know, 3 rejects and you realize you're not going to get paid, it's like, oh, well, go back and load and start the night over again.
For some reason, my brain didn't even think to try stuff like that.
Yeah, but there's only so many slave slots, and once you fill them up, there's 3 tabs, well, at least on the PC, there's 3 tabs. Slot A, slot B, and slot C. And I think slot A can hold 4 saves, B can hold 3, and C can hold 1. And once they fill up, you have to...
save slots on the Switch. I think it's auto-saves on the Switch.
You can, so if you go to the load screen instead of like continue, you can go to load and it'll show, but it's like every single save point that it saves all in a row.
And if it fills up, you have to delete a whole slot to reuse it. So if you have slot A, slot B, and slot C, if you delete slot A, there might be 5 saves in there and it deletes them all and clears them all out. And it's like, oh, crap.
I guess keep comparing it to Papers, Please, because that's what my brain immediately went to.
Yeah, I mean, it's different because, with the exception of maybe 1 or 2 characters that are, you know, making a slight connection, there was more connections in Papers, Please, it felt like.
Yeah.
And more of a story in there with everything else that was going on with the people trying to gain access. You know?
I think a big part of that is that Papers, Please, even though it was pixel art, Lucas Pope, the one I think who made Papers, Please. Like, he did... You could see faces. You could tell people apart, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's everyone's faceless pixel blocks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, other than, like, characters with like a certain design, like clothes design. It's like you don't tell anyone really apart, you know?
Except for one who you get to learn by about the fourth or fifth time you've encountered them exactly what they're wearing, and it's you're going to reject them.
Then,
yeah,
and
Shannon. He's just there to take time away from you.
Yeah. So I guess going weighing into like the mini characters.
Yeah.
You know, there's the first character you meet, like get reference to is your parole officer.
Caseworker,
immigration officer. Just
jerk cop on the beat. You know, yeah,
officer Jup. Jup.
Yeah,
and he's
a guy who's way too anxious to kick you out of the country.
Oh, it's like they went hard to make him extremely.
Oh yeah,
likable.
Oh.
Extremely. Get out of my country.
Yeah. Basically makes no bones about it that basically tell you if it was up to him, he would have dragged you out of the country yesterday.
Oh yeah. Like
yep.
First thing, like your first goal is like at the end of the month have to pay $2,500.
Yep.
$1,500 for like fees to live in the country.
Yeah, whatever. It's made up. You know, it's like everything is, you know, you get the idea in this dystopia, everything's just made up. There's no rhyme or reason to their rules.
Yeah.
It's just like, and we're charging you because we can charge you.
Rules for rules' like, sake.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you got to, like, that's your goal, to raise up that much money. Then, of course, he comes back 3 days later, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's right, you got to pay a rent.
Yep. And then it puts it, you know, without even, you know, I don't even think he touches your phone. He installs an app on your phone that, you know, lets you know about the bills you have to pay and lets you pay your bills through that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then then like each bar, each place has, you know, character. So the first bar you work at, King's Head Dave, he texts you a lot.
King said, Dave, I feel like just like really needs a friend.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to be friends with him, but at the same time, I'm like, you're also really condescending all the time. So I don't. Yeah. I don't know that
no
I want to spend time with
you. No character in this game like lets you, let your character even talk.
Right.
Mm-mm.
You know? And it's, you know. I understand the analogies that they're trying to like point out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's just immediately everything is just beating you down. Realize totally skipped over like a big story thing. Is this game begins with like we go back in time a year.
Mm-hmm.
The game opens with starting this big New Year's thing, and it's like I wouldn't even call it a tutorial because it's like you don't even know what you're doing, letting people in, and then in the Capitol building or whatever. Behind you, blows up,
right?
And then it
segues to 1 year earlier.
Yeah, and then it throws you back in time a year. So it's like every day you finish each level, I guess, it'll tell you you have 364 days left till New Year's bombing or something like that. You know,
Year's gala. Yeah, New Year's gala is in 300 and some days.
It's like it sets up that, you know,
that yeah,
there's a bombing, you're going to be somehow involved.
Right. So it's, you know, insinuating that, hey, there might be a way to avoid this. You know.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you want to get it on this action?
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, part of the deal is also you have a social credit score that if you don't perform your bouncing duties well, you get that it deducts off your credit score.
Which yep. It's like they started, I think the game like started tabulating social credit score before it even like introduced the concept to you and gave you the app. No, you already had the app because it's in the Bouncer app.
Yeah, it's in the Bouncer, yeah. It's under your profile. Yeah.
It's like, you could have already, like, destroyed your social credit score by the time they even tell you about it.
And it's, well, I mean, it's just a statement, so I guess you can't even call it not fair that when you screw up, it's a minus 20. It starts at 100. If you screw up, it goes down 20. But if you perform a job successfully, it only goes up 5. So every screw up costs you. You got to get 4 successfuls to bring it back.
Yeah.
And the other annoying part is it goes no greater than 100. So you'd be sitting at 99 for like 5. You know, you did 5 jobs, 5 days, great jobs. It's not going any higher. It's staying at 99.
Yeah. And I don't know. I haven't got my credit score down low enough.
Yeah, I don't know what the limit is.
I got my credit score down low enough that my dealer showed up and was like, hey, maybe don't sell drugs for a little bit so you don't get kicked out of the country.
Oh, yeah, no, that did happen to me.
Oh, see, I'm playing the, what's the term for Mass Effect? The Paragon?
Paragon? The nice guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not selling drugs. I haven't let Shannon in yet.
I accidentally let her in one time.
Oh,
I pushed
my God,
A instead of B. I mean, it's just a standard, like, the warning, just like you get anybody else if you accidentally
let them in. The guy catches Shannon later, right? Yeah, like,
but still, it's super annoying. Like, if someone is looking over my shoulder at all of these cards also and knows when I let someone in when I shouldn't, why am I here?
Yeah,
right. Yeah. And then, you know, why would you, I mean, I guess maybe there's a small, if you guys have done it, a small mini strategy to accepting bribes, because if you take a bribe, doesn't the guy get still caught by the inside guy?
Yeah, you still get a
so you're trading
warning
a strike.
Or whatever.
Yeah, you're
an
trading
incident.
A strike for money, basically.
Yep. So it's basically I know I'm not going to make my quota, but I'm going to let this dude in so that I can get my quota, and then I'll take a ding, but then I'll have $60 up so I can at least pass it and get my money for passing the thing. So that would be the strategy.
Gotcha.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, I don't see how, you know, because you still have to, I mean, to get the head, there's also a mechanic in this game, for those listening, there's a mechanic in this game, you have to get 3 good knights at a location to become the head bouncer at that location, and which gives you a perk and doubles the money you bring in the ensuing nights.
Mm-hmm.
So it doubles your pay.
And that's obviously the goal of the game, is you want to become head bouncer at every place you're working. Because there's, the moment you start the game, start a job, you know, you talk to the boss and you go out and start the job. And then there's always like something that you can interact with.
Yeah,
the bar
trinket.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, if you interact with it for your head bouncer, just repeat the same line about whatever.
Right. It's for the head.
Then,
you know, yeah.
And then they tell you once you're head bouncer, or once you like get close to being head bouncer, they'll say, oh, I'll give you this if you're head bouncer.
Right. And, but they don't really tell you, like you were saying, that you have to, after you've done your third good job, you say, oh, yeah, you've been promoted to head bouncer. The game just doesn't give it to you. You have to go to that location
again. I assumed, for some reason, I assumed, like, we had the conversation, oh, if you get head bouncer, you'll get it. So I thought, like, oh, does it automatically give it to me? No, you have to start a fourth job at that location interact with it before you start the job. Right. Get it. I did not know that.
Mm. Yeah, so, I just stumbled on it. Yeah, same thing. I just like, and why didn't I get the gold medal? What was the first one? Was at King's? Was it the gold
disco medal? Yeah. Cause then you find out with the story, as the story goes, it's like you don't get some items are time locked.
And like, I didn't realize that I made a head bouncer at the King's Head, but I never actually went over and interacted with the disco medal after I made, like, you know, he told me like, hey, if you get head bouncer, you'll go get this. But I was like, why would I want your stupid disco medal? I'd just take the double pay. That means way more to me. And then I found out later, I was like, oh, I needed this for other story things. So, yay. Which, wonderful.
I've only used one so far through the first chapter, and that was the bottle of cheap booze.
I forgot to get that. And I haven't gone, even had a Neo job back. Before we go into the next bit of story, we need to talk about Malina and
Viklov. Yeah,
Your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mistakenly let him in too many times. Yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, kind of early in the game, you have someone knock at your door. She's looking for Volkov, and then she doesn't want to learn your name because she's like, you're not going to be here long enough. And she talks a bunch, and then she's, because if you ever see Volkov, don't let him home. Don't let him get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, when you're at one of the bars, like, he'll walk up. And he's like a special interaction, like, not in the line. Like, then you can talk to him, and like, he'll friendly, and he's already like, most of the time already like drunk. Basically, you can either you let him in, or you can tell him to go home. But then at one point, letter from the mailman has like a little coded sheet. It's very papers, mm-hmm. please. You had to like have the cipher, hold it over the note, and it just says help Vic Glove.
Right.
And
And I think after that I started, I think the first, I'm not sure now. I can't remember. You know, if I think I let him in maybe once or twice, but then he said he was just going in to dance. So I said, okay, you can go in to dance. And I let him in to dance. And then he got sent to prison.
I let him in once because I thought help glove. I thought that was help him get into the place.
That's what I thought too. And so I was like, okay, I wasn't gonna let you in, but I got this letter, so I'll let you in. And so then I just kept letting him in after that. And then she's like, oh, he got sent to prison. And I was like, I am a terrible person.
And the same thing happened with me. I only let him in once because all the times after that, I sent him home. And he got sent to prison. Wasn't he? Okay. And then, during all this, as you progress the game, shortly after you become head bouncer at King's Head, on Bomb's King's Head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, if I remember right, isn't Volkov like arrested because they say he was the one who bombed?
It was burning it down. Burned down King's Head, and he was arrested. He was being questioned, which meant he was kept in jail while they were questioning him as a suspect in the firebombing of King's Head.
Yeah, which I thought like that was going to play up too, because like that was another thing, because the way some nights you could choose which bar you bounce at, and like the night before the King's Head turned down is one of the Vilkov Love moments where I like sent him home. Mm-hmm. So I was like, mm-hmm. was I supposed to let him in?
Yeah.
That would have been his alibi. The game doesn't ask you that. It's just like, oh, the Glove's in jail.
Yeah.
and
now you've done it. Good job.
Yeah. And then the game, like, you know, you don't have access to King's Dave for his head for a little bit. At Neo, at one point, Neo, Doug at Neo was like, oh, get better shoes. I'll send Lucille over. Shopper. Or whatever.
Right, mm-hmm. Which, in a game where you're like, you're coveting every dollar because you know you have that $2,500 bill waiting for you.
Yeah.
On top of, you know, I think like after a week or so, maybe 10 days, Jock tells you about, oh yeah, you got to pay rent as well.
Yeah.
So now you got like a $300 rent bill to pay.
And she'll show up every week.
Yeah.
Be like a updated inventory and all the stuff on Shopper is all cosmetics.
Yeah, it's all cosmetics. It's all a lot of it's way overpriced. It's like $500. I can't afford that. Yeah, I've tried.
Like you could like buy things for your room. You can.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, once I got to like the last week, and I had like I was approaching $4,000. I was like, let me just I'll do the wall. You know, get rid of the cracks on the wall and stuff.
Yeah, because I thought the same thing too.
Yeah,
I thought I was like, let me Officer Jup gonna go like visit me. I'm like, let me get a nicer wallpaper. Then the wallpaper is just as like it has like stains and stuff. It's like it's just a different bed, and then. There's this ongoing thing with Lucille that kind of happens out of the blue. It's like obvious she has some kind of storyline going on. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do something with, and I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with that.
So I think that's what the cheap wine was for.
The cheap wine. Yeah.
Cheap wine. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
She didn't have the cheap wine. Yeah. She was the importer of the cheap wine, but was bootlegged. So, you'll find this out when you give her the cheap bottle of wine. Because you tell her you got it from, what's his name, at Doug at Neo's. And she says, oh my God, I'm in so much trouble. I think she was, you know, contrabanding this stuff into the country. And Doug, like, ripped her off. And you tell her this is the last bottle. She's like, oh good, all the evidence is gone then. I'm like, you know, she's in the clear.
Okay. Yeah, when I talked to her that last time, and then all of a sudden the screen was like, would you like to give her an item? It's like, all I had on me were drugs and the Bob Marley album. So I'm like,
yep.
I don't think either of these things are for her.
Yep. I tried to give her the Bob Marley album, and she's like, what am I going to do with this?
I don't know, Lucille.
Chill out
and listen to some Marley.
Mine was it was a pure guess. I had the gold medal, the bottle, and I don't even think I had the CD yet. So it was just between the gold medal and the bottle. I said, "Here, have the bottle."
Marley album was the only thing I had. And real quick, talk about the drugs with Ferris.
Oh my god! All right, favorite line in this game. Ever. Cool your jet. He didn't say jets. He said a euphemism for a body part. Cool your jets, Mother Teresa.
Yeah. So, I guess because I was dumb, it took me a bit before I realized that cheesers were drugs.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was like Cheetos. And then it sold it to the cheeseheads. And then, of course, he gives you those drugs and you don't see a cheesehead for like five more days.
Yeah, until the reggae festival, yeah.
It was like. Then also, the way he like. Which is, I now realize what he was saying in retrospect. He was saying, he's like, you think you're going to make enough money the legit way with Officer Jupe. And
yeah,
like the way he said it made me think, like, oh, Officer Jupe's expecting you to sell those too. Oh, I'm in league yeah. with him. That's what I thought he was saying, and so I thought I had to. I thought it was another mechanic they gave me. I had to do, because I thought at some point he's going to come back and be like, did you sell it all? Like, he was also very threatening about it. Mm-hmm. You know? And then it wasn't until I, like, sold all the drugs that I realized, oh no, that was just a thing to make more money. I didn't have to do it. And that's the thing. That's the thing that drives me crazy, is because it gives you such a short amount of time.
Oh, you're caught.
There are so
pressure.
Many things that just are excruciatingly long.
Yes.
Take up time. It drives me crazy.
It's worse when they offer you a bribe and it's like, no, I rejected you. Leave. You're just
I need you
times.
To get out of here so I can get more people in the gate.
Then every time, like, and then sometimes you have some characters like Shannon, the underage, the chronic.
Oh, just
underage,
shut up.
And it's like, there are some characters that they'll have dialogue things.
And the clock's
you have
ticking.
To, you're prompted. Like, you,
yeah,
have,
you
to
have to
hit,
go through them.
You have
yeah.
to click past it. And whereas, like, non-important characters, like, it will automatically go. And so it's like, I'm not, during that part of the game, I'm not focused on the top half of the screen, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, there's a lot of times where I'm like, no, Shannon, go away. And then it's like, then it's like, oh no, I've wasted 30 minutes, you know? Because the time,
Yeah, and every second is a minute of the time that you're there bouncing.
And it took me a while to figure out the face icon on the phone, that there were two of them, one on each side when you have multiple you know, two lines.
Yeah.
I was trying to look at the pixelated faces to see where they were smiling. And then I realized, oh, on top of the phone, on where the phone status is, there's a little, it's green smiley face, and it goes to blue, then it goes to red, and then people leaving is a violation.
Yeah.
So that's like, oh my God.
It's because when you get say to Club Neo, it's like they present two lines. One's like a guest list line. You gotta like,
oh my God, the guest list.
And then you gotta like walk back and forth. Just another thing, your walking speed is the slowest thing in the world.
And it takes a couple clicks for it to register.
Yes.
And that's what drives me the most. Is like, I feel like it should just, like, automatically, if you go up to that side, it should automatically just, you interact. But, like, even at the start of level, at the start of each level, you have to walk over to the queue.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait until the queue fills up.
Forms, yeah. And then click on it.
And it's just like, for like a game that like trains you fear to use your time efficiently.
Right.
Then,
and it just puts nothing but the layers in front of you.
And again, I think I understand like that. Like, I think that might have been done on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Frustrated.
To feel the pressure. Yeah, to feel the pressure.
At the same time, it's making me not want
to play
this game and see where the story goes.
After I got head bouncer at Neo's, I never went back to Neo's. It's like, I'm not working with that guest list. I'm sorry.
And that's the thing, is like, and like Dave tells you that, it's like, oh, things get harder and harder. Like, yes, you'll make more money, but it turns into like a risk thing, because it's like, I'm not good enough to continue doing this level. No, I haven't figured out the trick yet, and so I'm not gonna. And then it wasn't until, you know, it was almost too late that I realized, oh, I'm gonna, social credit's about to down to nothing because I failed three nights in a row.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it was bad enough at Neo with the guest list, which was not alphabetized. And then it goes from one page to two pages. So now
it goes to two pages and then it psychs you out. There's that one time where it's like, there was one guest list where like they were all related. They all had
The whole first page was Moonbeam,
and then they changed, and then like later on there was a second page, and I never looked at the second page because I just assumed
everybody was on the first page. Yeah.
Then you get the Fire and Ice bar, which has a dress code.
Oh my god, the dress code!
You can't read it. Like, see anybody's clothes?
Because it does. It has. Being pixelated and stuff, it gives you lighting effects.
Yeah.
Very pretty. Very nice pixel art. But when they tell you to watch, it's like, some of them are so hard to see. And then, like, mm-hmm. the examples your rule book shows, which took me, that's how I finally figured out that we had a rule book that showed pictures of clothing not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
There'll still be, like, weird color variations of those items. And I remember there's one person I was like stopped and stared, and I'm like, I can't tell if those are pants or if he's like in the pixelated Speedo.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And I remember looking and staring, I'm like, no, those are two different colors. From like Ted the legs. Those are two different colors. And he was also, he was in the guest list line too. His name was on the list. So yep. I was like, okay.
But he's not wearing pants.
Wearing pants, apparently.
And then, oh my god, then the next one they add, besides the, you know, is then what, the VIPs with the password.
Oh yeah. And then, of course,
someone would just give the, most of them were pluralized, whatever it was, you know, S's on the end, and then a guy would come in with the password, and that give you the non-pluralized, and you're like, you know, you're under the crunch. It's, oh yeah, that's right. Boonk. Oh no, it's
and then it's not. Yeah,
they're like, you know, like it's alliteration or something. Yeah, and they like switch swap the order once.
Yeah,
and it's just. It's like they give you more and more stuff to look at. The time never, like, it's just...
Wow.
Because it gives you that bare minimum. You have to reach that bare minimum.
And you're just... That's all you're concentrating on at first. It's like, I gotta get the, you know...
And it's like, it reached a point where it's like, I'm not even fooling with drugs or the extra stuff
until I didn't even consider the
people
that,
I need.
Yeah.
And then... I did notice on some levels, it's not like, you know, it's not randomized kind of thing, because I did notice they gave you the tally number, like the lowest tally number, like that you had to get to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice that if it was lower, that meant there was going to be a lot of curveballs thrown at you that night.
Yeah, it was kind of like, really? Yeah, they're setting you up.
Yeah.
It seemed that way.
Because I thought and it may be just my impression, I thought it was lower when, like, either I had failed or I, like, just got the minimum. The previous I thought it would drop down, but I don't know.
It could. I was trying to figure out a pattern because, I went through, yeah. I think in the 18, that one night in 18, I think at one of them places, and then the next day it was 12. I'm like,
I think it was in... I was playing because I was doing for the most part towards the end. And I had all the stupid clothes and everything. I most nights I would get to the second bonus for most jobs, and I did notice. I think the game, like, more stakes they threw at you, they knew that would take up more time.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no way for you to reach a higher number. Like, so many times, like, I would just barely like get through past number.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's procedurally generated.
Yeah, it could be, but it didn't seem to be a rhyme or reason. And then even with the fails and the warnings, it was like it would go up and down. You would go 4 and then 2, and then there was a one time it was a 1. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Y'all giving me one mistake? You know?
Yeah, that's another thing, is the whole mistakes thing. It's like,
yeah, and then people leaving count as a mistake.
Yeah, there's just,
and I think if you don't get to a VIP in time, not a VIP, the VIP.
Yeah.
If you don't get to them in time and they leave, that's a strike.
And the VIP people will leave in 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy how fast.
Yeah.
Which, personally, I'm kind of like, you took a whole fast trailer, a truck actor here.
To the right.
You're not even going to wait 10 seconds.
Right.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
Selling this dude some weed, and then I'll be right there, okay? I'll sell you some weed, too, if you want. Chill out.
Yeah, that's like the whole selling the drugs thing. It adds so much more time. It takes so much time to sell them the drugs. It's a whole nother interaction. Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine. I didn't even consider it because I knew just from the mechanics it was like that's going to take too much time. I'm already pressed for time. I'm like, I can't even deal with it.
Real quick, going back to, I'm pretty sure this is the story, but it's like for the game, but the head bouncer items. Just that you get and then you give people.
Mm-hmm.
Like towards the end of chapter one, which is the first month, the month of January.
Mm-hmm.
After King's head turns down, Dave opens back up.
And then you can't let French people in.
Yeah, that's when they add in, like, you gotta pay attention to what the flag is, because no French people are allowed. And
then they throw in a flag that is the same colors as the French, but the panels are going in a different direction. Yeah. So I got caught on that a couple times. I said, oh, there it is, blue, red, white. Yeah. Oh, no, it's going the wrong way. Oh.
They can come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. After a while, it's like you have to get head bouncer again.
Yes, at the new King's Day, King Dave.
And then he'll give you a USB drive that has the security footage to show who burned down. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it, but I didn't have enough credit or, head bouncer status at Neo to use the computer yet by the end of the month. So I guess
Fire and Ice is the one with the computer. Yeah.
So I have to get back to Fire and Ice in July, I think we're on. In the chapter.
So were you able to plug in the USB at Fire and Ice, Jonathan?
I got to head bouncer on the last day at Fire Ice. I didn't get so
you have to go back again to use the computer.
Well, if you're allowed to go back, because I haven't played the game past where it it jumps forward 5 months. I haven't played any more of that, but I'm assuming
you may not get the chance.
I don't think they'll let you go back.
Whoa, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Story wise, it wouldn't. You sit around for 5 months not looking at that USB drive, I think.
Did anybody break into your bathroom at the end of the month?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
I know you could even enter the bathroom.
You can't until this person shows up in your bathroom.
It might have something to do with drugs.
If you plug in the USB into the other dude's computer, that it automatically uploads the video of the bombing at.
Okay. Okay.
Lady. shows up that you've never talked to before. And she shows up, breaks into your bathroom and says, "We've been watching you, and show me the symbol of the resistance to prove that you're, you know, with us and all." And I was like, I mean, I bought this hat that has the resistance R on it, but it's like it wants you to give her something.
Oh.
So I gave her the Bob Marley CD and she's like, "This isn't it, but you seem like a nice fellow, so we'll keep working with you."
Like, okay, so
okay. Well, so apparently
I'll try something else then. I won't try if do you have access to Fire and Ice after the first chapter?
I don't know. I didn't play through the rest of
it. So we may never get there.
You may not. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are like other opportunities to.
Yeah, there's probably another way to get.
But
I would imagine because that feel like that's
then it's
the
just
story
like
that it's wanting to tell.
Yeah. About
if
the
I'm
bombing.
Just bad at your game, yeah. Do I not get the story?
That's pretty punishing.
The thing with Mirlana at the end of the month, that was funny. After Victor's
say?
In prison, Viklov's in prison, she comes to your door, at least in my playthrough, she comes to my door, it's like, well, you know, Viklov's in prison, and, you know, as a woman, I have needs. You're like, what?
For a month, for the second chapter, yeah.
Oh, that's the start of the second chapter, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so
but yes, it was funny. Yep.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, so apparently what you're supposed to do is you get the disco. So I had to see this on a walkthrough. This is the only way I knew this. You were supposed to get the disco medal from the first King's Head and then give it to Viklov one of the times when he comes to see you. And then he gives it to the other, his wife lady.
Okay.
Narna, I don't know how to say her name, and then she does something else, gives it to, and then she gives you something else, and then you give that something else to Guinevere, the resistance lady, when she shows up.
Oh, okay.
So I was definitely not good. I didn't have any of that.
Oh, okay. Wow. A lot of like shaky things that are like so disconnected,
so much
you would never think to, like, you know, connect them.
And also, it's you're just still very frustrated that they never that you have to interact with the thing again to get it.
So you have to go, four times to get the trophy.
Or even the fact that you can only interact with it at the beginning of your show.
Yes.
Which, like, doesn't even...
Right.
Because, like, you still have to...
It would make sense if you make a head bouncer and then you could just turn around and pick up your thing right there.
That would be much better.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to be stuck with a USB drive.
I don't know what to even expect anymore. This game gives me anxiety.
Yeah, it does. It's like, my God. What was the breaking point for me? Well, it was between the guest list and the portraits. I think I just lost, it was like, I don't mind cheesing it and go back on a load if I screw up. only if I get a failure. You know, it's like, I'm going back.
Because it's like, that's the thing, is like, it punishes you so brutally for failing. And it makes it so easy to fail. And like, again, I keep comparing it to Papers, Please, but Papers, Please, like, if you failed, it was like, oh, you lose, you know, your kid gets sick, you can't afford medicine, or you can't afford food. They never show you the kids. So,
right. I think
you can always do things to make up, to fix it.
I think with Papers, Please, it was just the case that you didn't make enough money that if you missed something.
It didn't matter many people you got in.
Right. You know? It just, if you screwed up, you just didn't make as much money. Plus, I mean, and even then, the Papers, Please, I'm thinking back now, had some really tough sophistication with all the different stamps of the countries.
Yeah.
And some of them would be backwards and look just like it. You had to be really careful.
They taught you that, like, incrementally.
Yes.
Whereas this,
they just throw stuff at you, and it's like...
They start out incrementally, and then they throw extra stuff in there, you know?
Yeah, the French was... And then they... I don't know, is it me? They seem to lure you into a... You know, you get a number like 18 or something, they, like, you know, you got to pump in through...
More...
And it's you start not paying attention to the dates because it's like, yeah, I got to get through a lot. They're not going to throw a date at me. It's going to be the other.
There's been so many times in the last like 10 seconds of a night.
Oh, yeah. When he tells you,
I'm just going to let him in. And then instantly, like, oh, you failed. I'm not paying you.
Yeah. Close it up for the night.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I did all this work for you?
Yeah, the dates are, yeah. Yeah, with, you know, going into...
And it's only going to get harder now because
it's July now, yeah.
Because so you can't just look at the year.
Yeah, you got now. Because
now Shannon, because
well.
Now that we're 5 months
now,
the future,
Shannon's
Shannon,
legal. Now
Shannon's
legal.
Oh, Shannon, go!
So that was another thing. Is like the first few interactions with Shannon, like it made me laugh. It reminded me of Georgie in Papers, Please.
Yes.
So it's like, I love that concept of Papers, Please. And it's like, oh, I want to know more about, you know, Shannon, because, you know, work shift in this game is so stressful. I'm just like, shut up, Shannon. Get out of here.
It's like, you're wasting my time, Shannon. I mean,
it's like she has like there's funny writing.
Yeah, it's
like
just,
I want
to
like
you don't get to it because you're like
it.
Speed
skip
through it.
Through
yeah, you're...
like, yeah, like she has like, this whole funny joke where she pretends
to
be her
twin sister
Cheyenne or something like that, and like she still gives you the exact same like ID.
ID.
So same ID. Same ID.
Yeah. It's like
you can't even manage a fake one. Come on.
Yeah, you know, and then you know that would be even better if it was a bad, you know, a fake with the date change.
A really
then,
bad
like,
fake.
Flags wrong. Yeah. The flag's wrong, or you know, you just keep finding. And it took me a while to figure out with the dress code how to reject them. And it's like, especially with the guest list, it's like they don't hand you anything. And so it's like, how do I reject this guy? There was one guy on the guest list side that wasn't wearing a shirt at all. And I pointed out his shirt, but I'm like, I got nothing else to click on. It's like, what do I do?
Oh, you have to click on I?
Weird.
You have to hit, well, at least that, I'm missing something. Maybe there's a key to do that, but
that's
with
really
the people,
annoying.
With the people I reject, you have to hand them back their ID.
So on the Switch, even when you take their ID, or even if you don't take the ID for somebody on the VIP list, it's still the same button to say, like, it's one button to admit them, and it's another button to reject them.
It's A to accept, B to...
Yeah.
Okay. Which is, when I think about it, on a controller, is kind of rough because you can easily, like, screw that
up. I've accidentally let people in when I didn't mean to.
And I mean,
vice versa.
The first couple of nights on the PC, you had to actually, it's just an old habit. How did you let them in? I forget. Before they introduced, like, the first upgrade on the bouncer was... You can now hit the W key to automatically let them in. Like before that, I think you had to you had to hit the clicker.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I wonder what, I don't even remember how they did the.
Yeah, and then after you got so many, your first upgrade was you can just hit the W on the keyboard to approve them. You didn't have to move the mouse up to the clicker and click on the clicker.
I don't remember what the key mapping is before it was just A or B.
And then it's like some of the upgrades were wasted. It's like when I went to level 2, I was expecting the guest list thing to increment. The guest list level 2 was like you didn't get that till you hit bouncer level 4, I think, or 3, where you got to use A or D to advance through the guest list.
That's interesting, because on Switch, I just think it's just cosmetic on Switch. I was like, what's the point of these upgrades?
Yeah, on the PC, you had to actually like hit the little corner of the guest list to have it go to the next page.
Yeah, I found a list. Let me look. So the official wiki for
this game
doesn't really have anything on it except a list of the upgrades. That's really the only thing that's on there.
And it's like you'll be like in between levels, and you level up, but it's like you don't get anything, you know. Yeah. I think the clicker was the first one. You didn't have to hit the clicker,
mm-hmm.
and then the guest list back and forth. I know in the phone it has a scanner feature that's listed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's for. Scan and ban, yeah.
So that's, when you level up to a certain level.
Bouncers,
which I'm assuming is going to come in Chapter 2 or Chapter 3.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, some of these upgrades,
The thing I'm most excited for is alphabetically ordered guest list.
Yes.
Which you don't get till level 7.
You get the level 5 and it's posh paper. It's like, thanks for nothing.
I don't care.
Right. And level 3 of the clicker is you get an orange oxide clicker. It's like, gee, thanks.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess that's the point that they're making as well, that like, oh, we'll do nice things the more you try and do good at your job, right?
Yeah. Oh, there you
go.
Level 6 of the clicker is... you can now hit S to deny. Where in the game right now, I have to hand them back their ID and say,
wondering if we'll get a button for that or not. I don't know.
Because I think I've checked upgrades, because I was like, ooh, there's upgrades. I think on the Switch, it's just the first set. It's just free clicker. Orange design clicker. Yeah,
on a PC, it's a lot of it's mouse clicks in the beginning. You have to click on the clicker to let them in, and then
it's so annoying.
Hand them back the ID to reject them, and you actually have to. I don't know if it makes a difference, but it's like Papers, Please, where you highlight what's wrong.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to do that.
So they know what's wrong. So it's like,
how do you have time to click on anything else?
I don't know
how you do that.
You get after a while. It's like, it's funny. It's like I've played like I think maybe 3, maybe 4 different days, and every day I start, it's like I gotta like reload a day at the very beginning because you have to get back into the groove. You know, you have to get back, like. Sitting here staring at the screen, getting your muscle memory going back, to click on the right stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
It explodes my mind how much fun I had with Papers, Please.
Yes.
How much not fun I'm having with this game. You know?
Yeah,
I feel like part of that is on purpose, though. It's supposed, like, look at how awful life is for a person who's in this situation. Like,
plus, it sounds like
me, it is awful for as well, so.
Yeah.
I think they could do that. To me, that point already gets across with how all the characters talk to you. All the stuff like you don't have enough money for. The point has been made and that they keep piling it on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now as we're just talking about some of the stuff with some of the more, not instinctive stuff, like you said with the USB and the and the metal. It's like a lot of the stuff is just like you're going to miss. It's like they're really pushing
the story.
For like replays. So it's like, you know, you get to the end of the game, it's like, well, why did this happen? And then you have to go back and read. Oh, it's like, I don't know if I want to go through this pain and suffering again just to find out what you do.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I don't know.
Next week's
going to be interesting.
Yeah, July, I guess the month of July.
Yeah.
Yeah, assuming it's the same thing, so.
I was relieved that I thought, like, that something would happen at the end of January where they wipe your account clean.
I was scared.
I was thinking about that. I was everything. Like, oh, I still have $1,800. Okay. Yeah, that's what I had left at the end of the month. $1,800.
I don't even remember. I had a pretty good chunk of change saved up.
You're afraid nice to spend shirt. It because you don't know what shenanigans.
Yeah, I bought a nice shirt and bought some nice pants.
Yeah, I bought the bouncer shirt, the high visibility vest, and it was only $25. I bought the cap with the fake mic. You know,
I did. I buy one of those too.
I haven't bought a hat yet.
It's not functional, but it looks cool.
It looks like you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, so. But yeah. There are a couple in the specials under the bouncer. There's a couple speed upgrades. I don't know what they did. They make. See, that's stupid. If they just make things go fast, I wish it would slow down time. You know? Or stop the clock for like 30 seconds.
Yo. Like,
yeah, we didn't even talk about the last thing.
What?
Like the last base, last job.
Oh, yeah. You just plowing.
Like, he also tells you to sell drugs. He gets you more drugs to sell. Yeah.
And I just.
I didn't know who to sell that to, so I didn't have time. I don't have time to fool with that.
Yeah.
So, some of the people in line were drunk.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming that's what that was, like all the little bubbles popping over top of their head.
Oh,
gotcha. And this one I actually played twice because I reloaded because I wasn't taking notes as I played. So notes for our chat for tonight. I went back and replayed it so I could get the name of the club where we were at. and so the first time I played, I was able to sell drugs successfully to somebody who wasn't an undercover cop. I sold to one of the drunk people. And then the second time I was like, I don't remember who I sold to previously. So this person looks fine. And then she's like, oh, mate, you can't be doing that. And then I got an infraction for selling to a cop.
Oh,
and that's
geez.
Like a full minus 20 for getting caught selling drugs.
How do you even sell the drug? I mean, it's in you just drag it from your items to them.
So I don't know what it is in PC, but in Switch, in order to look at your items in your duffel bag, it's the Y button.
Okay.
So you push that and then it opens up your duffel bag and then you can select which item from there and then hit A to select that item and then it'll offer that to them.
Oh, see, in the PC, it's all dragging.
You just have to click and drag. Ugh.
Yeah. That's I didn't sell any drugs. Didn't take any bribes.
You're so good. I accidentally took a bribe one time, two times I think actually, once for Shannon, once for somebody else.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, in a way that we talked and compared because now I know it's just for money. You still get the strike, so it's like
you still get the point off, but you also like if it's another person into the club that counts towards your total people in.
Yeah. So if like you're already in the safe and it's like you have no strikes, it's like, yeah, okay, I'll take the bribe.
Yeah. As long as you don't have like two strikes is when you start having actual
issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you can still take social credit ones if it's just one person, but it's not a ton.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Any theories on who actually bombed the king's head?
Jokingly going to say it was Shannon because you rejected.
Have been paying attention enough.
But
so,
Marna, maybe I don't know.
So what's his face? Vilkov was not quite arrested, but, you know, retained on for questioning. Mlarna knows something about it because she said, you know, Vilkov, if he bombed it, he would never leave any evidence. So it definitely wasn't him.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way of putting it. Okay.
And she said some interesting things when you first meet her, too.
Okay.
And then Dave is like, I have this footage on the USB. I think it was an inside job. It was the fascists. And you're like, what? And he's like, hush, you can't say anything. Then you go outside to bounce and there's cops right out there still taking pictures and stuff. So yeah, and
little markers on the floor and all that. Yeah, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's like, if it's an inside job, it's like,
who else is inside besides Dave?
Yeah. Like, I mean, at least at Neo, there's this janitor off to the side, just doing nothing you can't even interact with.
There is a dude sleeping at a table, or there was a dude sleeping at a table in the original King's Head.
Oh.
I don't, because every time you go in, you hear this snoring, and it took me forever to see him because it kind of blends in with the rest of the background.
Okay.
But that's where the snoring was coming from. I have no idea for this King's Head 2, you know, if there is anybody else in there.
Oh, only in this dystopia where a guy gets his bar burned down. He opens it up like a week later in a burnt out shell.
Yep.
Yeah.
And people are showing up.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, theories, comments? Oops.
It's funny. It's like most of the stuff in the store I'm not even going near because I know there's a money crunch. You know, it's crazy. I guess people who are taking, I don't know how the people can afford, I guess later on, I don't know. Maybe you make tons of money in the next two chapters. I don't know.
Part of me is hoping that, like, we'll make things easier. Looking at the upgrade list stuff, knowing that there's this scan and ban thing, all that tells me is, oh, there's another mechanic.
Right.
Has a whole item attached to it that we haven't seen
yet.
Whether or not
it's faster or slower than actually eyeballing the stuff.
Yeah.
Or it's just another step. It's like, you know, these people have had their IDs banned, and now you have to scan them to see if they're, you know, besides the birth dates, besides the stamps, besides the hologram, now you have to see if they're a banned person.
Yeah, you gotta do like three things. Yeah. You take the drugs? Will that slow down time?
I don't think it's that kind of game, unfortunately.
Aww.
I wish.
All right.
I think that's it for tonight's chat. Thank you for listening to our positive discussions about not tonight. As always, if you want more game chat, you can find us on all the podcasts and places, the Spotify's, the iTunes, the Amazon Podcasts, the Stitchers, Google Plays, etc. Or you can just go to our website at thegamechat.net and you can find all our episodes there. Yeah, you can find us on all the social medias and have nots. You can email us at chatwithus@thegamechat.net, or you could, you know, you could just send us pictures of dogs at notofdogs@thegamechat.net. But yeah, come back next week where we talk about not tonight again. And want to play along? We are playing to chapter 2. Or assumably next time jump. Oh, yeah. Oh, join us next week, and we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.